What is up, guys? Welcome to the version 2 of the podcast. So I have been away for quite a while and I decided to restart the podcast, but this time it's going to be a video podcast. And so I've just invested in this studio here, which is very, very cool. And I'm so excited to be back and being able to share that with you guys. So anyway, without further ado, let's start. I wanted to talk about AI. Right? Because since I stopped the podcast, maybe like 2 years ago, something like this, a lot of things have changed, okay? And a lot of things have become a lot easier for everybody. And the big thing that has changed is something that you've probably heard a lot, is AI. And you might be like, oh my God, there's another video about AI, I'm not interested. Well, I'm gonna give you kind of like my perspective and the keys to be able to profit from AI, in my perspective, and what I am doing currently and why it's working for me, okay? So obviously, unless you're living under a rock, you know about ChatGPT and about AI. And what people don't understand is what AI actually does. So AI will allow a something that was reserved for a company with like 100 employees back in the days to be done by 2 or 3 people, because AI can take care of all the repetitive tasks, some of the analysis, some of the calculations and stuff like that. And right now you have a unique opportunity to be able to basically build a unicorn, an empire, just using AI with a fraction of the time and a fraction of the cost. Because before, that cost obviously was going into people, recruiting and everything, okay? So these are the amazing opportunities of AI. And well, you know, yours truly, as you know, that's what I like to do. I've been spending the last, I think ChatGPT was December 2022, something like that. I've been spending all this time working on AI, all right? And I've done a lot of different things. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about. So the opportunities for you are, they're pretty endless. And that is precisely the problem, because there are two sides to this thing. So obviously AI will bring so many opportunities and it opens so many opportunities for me of things that I couldn't do before because it was requiring so much time, so much effort, or maybe I just didn't have the knowledge to do it. But now I can. And guys, I have built the most amazing things using AI. And this is something that I will share with you guys later, or some of you guys, if you're in my mastermind, if you're watching this, then I'm sharing that with you. So there are two sides to the coin. One is going to be fantastic opportunities for you to be able to build a business, starting this business very fast and running the business at a profit because you don't need to hire staff. Okay. So every day there is a new AI that's coming that does different things. Some AIs have actually specialized. So basically you take a big market and then you just take a small segment of the market and you just specialize on it. So there are some AI tools like, what was this one? There was one that was, they specialized in making profile pictures, right? So they didn't specialize in, oh, let me make images for anything. So they took stuff that you can see in Midjourney or DALL-E. And they really specialized on influencer pictures. And they were making $1 million a day. A day. It's ridiculous, okay? So you have these opportunities. But what I want you guys to understand is this, is there's a flip side to this stuff. And I personally go through this stuff. It's this, is AI is going to bring so many opportunities that you will probably be paralyzed because you don't know which one to choose. And that is a big problem, right? So you've heard of the analysis paralysis. This is exactly what can happen to you if you're not careful. So in my own experience, this is how it started for me. ChatGPT came out and now all of these AIs started pumping left and right, right? And I was like, oh my God, let me check this. And then you go, you check something that has absolutely nothing to do with what you want to do. It's just cool, right? Oh, it generates this really cool image of a kitty, right? I don't need it, but it's cool. And then the next day, there's another one. And then I spend my time just looking at, oh, wow, what is this AI? What is this one? Blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, they all look like a viable business that could be super profitable if I focus on it. But because there are so many of them that come out every single day and they're so cool, guess what? I lose my focus, okay? And so the key here for AI is not gonna be the access to AI, because we all have access to AI, all of us. Pretty much, I mean, if you have a computer or if you can go to a library that has a computer or something, you will have access to, let's say, 90% of whatever I have access to as well. Some people know the hidden ones and stuff. So access is not the problem. Everybody will have access to the same AI. Now, the difference is going to be made in the focus, right? Are you able to focus on one, particular AI or two, a set of two that you actually need, and you don't get sidetracked with all the shiny, the glamorous ones that are coming every single day? And that is, guys, it's a lot harder to restrain yourself and not get carried away than to actually be successful with something, right? I will say that if you pick something and you do it every day, your chances of being successful are a thousand times higher than if you just go left and right because there's so many opportunities. So, I'm telling you this by experience. This is what I went through myself. It was every single day, I'm like, oh, wow, I really love this AI and stuff. And at some point, I just realized that, wow, you know what? I have spent the last 3 days looking at all these AIs and stuff, and nothing has moved, right? Because I just run in circle, all right? So this is what I have for you. If you understand this critical concept, right? The concept is your success is going to be determined by your ability to focus and not get sidetracked by the new AIs. If you understand this, you are better off than most of the population, because this is where the real money is going to be made, okay? So how do you do this practically? Because it's easy for me to tell you this. It's not easy even for me to restrain myself, right? Because again, you guys know, the way I built my life and the way I built my business is that I automate everything, which means I have time. I have time to explore all these AIs. I have time to go over, YouTube videos about this AI and this AI and stuff. So I had to find a system to be able to stay focused, okay? And this is what I have for you, okay? And this is what I do. I don't know if that's the best way of doing things. I know it works for me, all right? So what you wanna do is you wanna draw some sort of like a roadmap or a, sketching something. You start with where you are right now and you put the destination of what you want to achieve, where you wanna go, okay? And there's a line in there. So once you have this line, you need to kind of like map out every single thing you need, every milestone that you need on your way to that goal, all right? You write them down. So that is your roadmap. This is what you're gonna do. And from now on, as hard as it is, because it is hard, and with practice you get better, what you're gonna do is this, is you are basically going to look at milestone number one. And you're gonna ask yourself, okay, what is it that I need to do in this milestone number one? What are the tasks that I need to do? Okay, you write them down. And now, when you look at an AI, if that AI helps you make this easier, faster, or more enjoyable, then it's a good AI to look into, and then you can adopt that AI, right? So that thing here will keep you focused and will make a big difference in compared to other people who are just gonna go left and right and never ever achieve anything. So me, this is what I have been doing for the past, I'll say for the past 6 months, like consciously doing this every single day and trying to resist the urge and the shiny object syndrome of going out and getting this new AI that does this and this and that. And guys, I can't even begin to explain the changes that it made in my business. So now I'm gonna give you an example. I have something that I call my infinite leads system, okay? So I created a system that will give me an infinite number of leads. And I just looked at, okay, in order to achieve this, what are the components that I need? What are the tasks, all right? And my job was And it's still not finished, okay? So there is still stuff that I can improve. But my job was, I need to find and acquire technology or tools that are going to make each of these steps a lot easier and preferably completely automated for me, so that this thing can basically see the day of light. And I am proud to tell you guys today, my Infinite Lead system is fantastic. So in addition to generating leads every single day, so I can generate a lead. For example, if I'm looking for a marketing director from an advertising company in Dakota that has been there for 10 years, and the company has 200 employees, then I can get that person's contact. And I can get more than just their contact. I know everything about them. And I can automatically write some emails that will speak directly to them with icebreakers and everything. It's all automated, okay? Because what I've done is I basically acquired technology at every single step to make this a reality. And just by doing this, guys, I was able to create something. I will never, ever run out of leads, okay? Which is a problem that most people have, most businesses. What is their problem? Is leads, okay? I do not have this problem anymore because I was able to do this, okay? So I invite you to do this. And actually, the best thing for you guys to do is this. So you will write this roadmap, okay? Do this exercise. It's not complicated. And it's going to be even simpler because you are going to write this roadmap with stuff that you are doing today, okay? Forget about what you want to do tomorrow. You have to start a new business. You have this new idea and stuff. Forget about this, okay? We can get to that later. Your brain is like a muscle, okay? You need to train your brain. So you're gonna do it with stuff that you are doing right now. So it's gonna take you 5 minutes to list those things. And you're gonna get good practice. You're gonna do the first one. Okay, what is that task that I need to do? Okay, and you probably start with those tasks that you don't like to do because they take your energy away, right? And you're going to implement what I just told you there. You list the task and then you find the right AIs that allow you to carry that task, okay? And then you move on to the next task and then to the next. And then next thing you know, this is what's going to happen. These are the byproducts of this. Is next thing you know, you are going to be able to save so much time in your life So that you will have now the time and the brain power, the processing power to go out and start looking at potential new ideas. And because you've already executed on many things that you already need to do, you will have a process, you'll have a system that will allow you to basically go from idea to execution really, really fast. Okay? So this is what I want you to do. This I have to be an actionable video. If you're still watching this video, but thank you, first of all. But secondly, you're going to have an unfair advantage over everybody who decided not to watch the video. Action steps. Look at what it is that you're doing right now. Don't worry about the futures and stuff. What you're doing right now. Then create that roadmap, find the tools. Tackle the first one, do the second one, do the third one, do the fourth one. At some point, guys, you'll have so much time, and then now you have time to go think, have new opportunities and stuff. And now you can look into the new opportunities, okay? So just do this. Trust me, I've done this for the last 6 months, and the difference has been absolutely amazing. I've been able to find the right combinations of AIs that make my life was already easy, but now it's a lot easier. Okay, so should you use AI? That's the thing. People are like, oh yeah, but should I use AI because the human connection and stuff like that? Here's what I'm gonna tell you. AI is here and it's here to stay, right? And if you're not using AI, someone else is using AI. And that person is going to be able to produce a lot more than you. They're going to be able to execute a lot faster than you and stuff. So now, the thing is, do you want to compare yourself to other people and stuff like that? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, competitively on the market, these people will have a better chance than you to actually reach that goal because they can just execute super fast with the same quality. And if they can do it 10 times faster than you with the same quality, then you know they have an advantage. So you definitely need to look into AI. You cannot live under a rock and thinking that, well, I don't need AI, all right? But if you have the right framework and the right strategy, just like the one I gave you that works for me, I don't know, some people have their own way of doing things, then you're gonna be better off, okay? Because I am using AI. And so for example, this video here, maybe this is going to be turned into like a short or something like that. And maybe the short that you are seeing right now has been done with AI, because I'm gonna drop this into a software, it's gonna create that, and then it's gonna spread it everywhere, all right? And if you have to do this manually, or if you have to hire people to do this, then you know you cannot be competitive, okay? So that is what I wanted to tell you about AI. The challenge, remember guys, the challenge is not going to be the availability of the AI or the access you have about the AI, because there's so many of them, we all have access to them. The key is going to be how much you can focus and how you can build the right tech stack of AI tools that are basically going to compress the time between, you know, idea and execution, or clients with signs and then the delivery, right? If you're able to compress this, make it easier, faster, better for you, then you win. That's pretty much it, okay? So now what I do is this, is I have a courses and I have a mastermind where I basically show people in the mastermind what is it that I do. The system that I just told you, I will basically demonstrate it and I will show my own tech stack. Okay, what is it that I do to make sure that I press a few buttons and then stuff happens, like hundreds of tasks, hundreds, all right? So you don't have to go and look around, okay, which one should I take and stuff. So we can actually work together based on your objective. What is it that you're trying to do, right? And then we will identify the best tech stack. So the best milestones, first of all, because sometimes, well, you need the map. You know, it's like Google Map. You need the map to take you there. So I can design this map. We will work on it together, right? And then we will put the right pit stops in there, and then we'll find the right tech stack so that you can execute. And I have a team, we help people execute and hold them accountable. So we actually do them with them step by step, so that at the end of, let's say 30 days, you have a whole business that is basically running by itself using AI, and that's specific to you. You're not copying anybody else's business. You have your own business that makes sense to you, that makes the right profit that you want, that makes your life easier, and you know, it gives you like a happy life, because this is what we want at the end of the day, okay? So if this is something that you are interested in, so what you can do is obviously follow this channel. If you're still watching, thank you very much. Make sure to follow the channel, but also I will leave a link under this video, and we can chat if that's something that's of interest for you. We can definitely see how we can make it happen for you guys, okay? So guys, I am so pumped to be here, because this is the first episode after a good 2 years, and it's a new setup. You know, I bought this really cool thing that I hope you guys like it. And that's pretty much it, guys. So I will see you in the next episode. Thank you very much. If you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure to subscribe to the channel. Leave your comments in there. Maybe there's something I forgot. So what do you think? What is your key in terms of the future of AI? Where do you think the difference is going to lie? In my case, is focus. What do you think? Let me know in the comments, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you. Bye.